After several days of traveling, Joseph's brothers reached their home in Canaan and told Jacob, their father, all that had happened in the land of Egypt.
And so the lord of the country threw Simeon into prison and said unto us, Bring your brother Benjamin to me, that I shall know that you are not spies, but true and honest men, and I will set your brother Simeon free.
Oh, what have you done? What have you done?
We had no choice, father. He took Simeon from us by force.
Besides, he gave us corn. Look!
All the brothers emptied their sacks of corn, and behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when both they and their father saw the money, they were afraid.
Oh, my sons, you have bereaved me of my children. Joseph was devoured by a lion. Simeon is a prisoner, and now you want to take Benjamin away. Oh, but you shall not take Benjamin, for if he too should come to harm, you shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave.
Time passed, and still the famine continued in the land. The day came when all the corn was eaten which they had brought out of Egypt. And Jacob said,
Go again into Egypt, my sons, and buy us a little food.
If you'll send our brother Benjamin with us, we'll go. But if you'll not send our brother Benjamin, we'll not go. For the lord of that country said unto us, You shall not see my face again unless your brother Benjamin be with you.
I will not let him go.
Do you wish us to starve to death?
How can I let him go? Benjamin, my little Benjamin, the comfort of my old age.
Send the lad with me, father, and I'll be surety for him. If I do not bring him back and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever.
With a heavy heart, Jacob saw that it must be so. And he told his sons to take presents to the lord of Egypt, fruits, a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds.
And to take double money, as well as the money you brought back in your sacks, so that he may not say you are thieves. And take your brother Benjamin. May God give you mercy before the man, so that Simeon shall be free, and no harm come to Benjamin.
So the brothers journeyed again into Egypt. When Joseph saw that Benjamin was with them, he commanded his steward to take them all to his house and to prepare a feast. But the brothers were afraid and closely questioned the steward while they were waiting for Joseph.
Sir, when we came the first time to buy food, we paid for the corn with our money. But when we reached our home, we found the money again in our sacks.
But we have brought the money with us, as well as other money, to buy more food.
Peace be unto you, and fear not. I had your money. I put it back in your sacks.
When Joseph appeared at the feast, the brothers gave him the presents they had brought. And they bowed themselves down before him to the earth, even as Joseph had dreamed. And Joseph asked them,
Is your father well? The old man of whom you spoke, is he yet alive?
Our father is in good health. He is yet alive.
And is this lad your younger brother, Benjamin?
Yes, my lord. My name is Benjamin.
Tears came to Joseph's eyes, and he hurried out of the room to his private chamber and wept. When he had done weeping, Joseph washed his face and returned to the other room. He commanded his steward to bring in the food. Joseph sat by himself at a small table, as was the custom of the Egyptians, while his brothers sat at another table.
This is delicious food. Our Lord has sent us.
Joseph sent dishes of choice foods and delicacies from his own table to his brother's table. But to Benjamin he sent five times as much as to any of the others.
There's something very strange going on here. Did you notice that we are arranged exactly according to our ages?
As I tell you, I've been afraid from the moment we were asked to eat here. Why would the second ruler of Egypt ask us to dine with him?
And why has he given me so much more food and delicacies than he has to any of the rest of you? This favor should go to Reuben, the oldest, not to me, the youngest. Here, Reuben, You can have part of mine.
Oh, no, no, he meant you to have it, Benjamin. Besides, we have plenty.
Yes, I have plenty here. Well, keep it.
After the feast, Joseph called his steward and spoke to him privately.
Steward, go and fill these men's sacks with corn as much as they can carry.
Yes, my lord.
And steward, put every man's money back in his sack. And take this silver cup and put it into Benjamin's sack as well as his money.
I will, my lord.
Little did the brothers know, as they left for their long journey back to Canaan, that Joseph's steward was riding after them with orders to arrest one of their number.